Lloyd, just tell me a little bit about how you started the year, how you went into 2020, what you planted and what you had in mind, and then how things changed from there.
Well, we started off the year an early part with a decent underground moisture. Then as planting time comes, we started getting dry on top. Went kind of slow and steady. We had to water most of our crop up because of the top surface was dry. But we were able to get most of our crop up with a small amount of irrigation that varied from place to place. Some others we had to put a little more on, and coming along fairly decent for a dry start. Then all of a sudden on June 4th, a big storm came through here. Two storms in one night came from the northwest and took out the majority of my crop. Lots of high wind and hail. I even lost two center pivots that were turned over during that storm, and there was probably about 10 or 12 in the area that were damaged that night. Hail was anywhere from pea to marble all the way up to golf ball and ping ball size hail. Very devastating, and it was a long stretch area. There's a lot of area that caught a lot of damage that night on crops. I went back in with some places with some grain sorghum or cover crop, and hopefully it'll make grain. I'm not putting too much expense in it, knowing what the year has already been like and production costs being high. I think that's pretty much average of what everybody did. There's some that went back with grain sorghum, some went back with cotton, depending on when they could get back in the field. And then there's a lot of ground and other farmers in the area that went back with nothing to hold down the expenses. Moving forward then, we hit a hot, dry spell there that we got up into the 100 and teens, and very dry, low humidity, and the crop started surfing. So what crops that we did have left, my two pivots of cotton that I had left, I started some irrigation on and putting some fertilizer out, trying to do some things that we would normally do in a normal growing year. And then all of a sudden, this past few days, the weather has changed again. Temperatures have lowered, and yesterday I was blessed with about anywhere from 6 tenths to 1.5 inches of rain on most of my fields. Starting back from there and moving forward. I have 137 acres of irrigated cotton on two small pivots, and it's part of the TAWC's research that we've been doing on these. These two pivots are similar in slope length. The only difference is one's on 40-inch drops and the other's on 80-inch drops. We do have moisture probes in there monitoring. We're continuing on that comparison and research that we've done in the past. One pivot, new technology, Aqua Energizers. There was 4 units placed on this. It's something to see if they do what they state. They will restructure water to its natural state and energize it to help water infiltration. And if your water is salty, it helps with that, which we don't have a problem here. But last year on a few trials, it had a reduction on water needs. So we will see if we see that with this interruption, which is a good thing, the interruption in the rain won't have as much data if it, unlike pivot was running. So we're doing that. We're also doing some variable rate irrigation on those two as well, continuing that look. And I've been very excited and happy with what I've seen the last few years of variable rate irrigation. As our water declining and depleting, it's good to use that water where we can get the best return on investment.